On Friday's front page, the U.S. has approved nearly 10,000 exceptions to sanctions against nations Washington has blacklisted. The exceptions helped companies like Kraft Foods and Pepsi and some of the nation's largest banks. New York Governor David Paterson commuted the sentence of a black man in a racially charged manslaughter case. And two stories with forecasts, one about the economy, the other about e-books. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins after this.
This New York Times podcast is brought to you by Ford and voice-activated Sync, the in-car connectivity and entertainment system that features music search with the sound of your voice. Simply say the name of a song, band, artist, or genre of music available on your MP3 player to browse and play the music you want to hear. Sync is a system that's subscription-free, and it's available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
Our top story says the U.S. has let American companies do billions of dollars in business with countries subject to sanctions. Among them, Iran and other nations the U.S. has blacklisted as state sponsors of terrorism. A little-known office in the Treasury Department has approved nearly 10,000 exceptions to U.S. sanctions. Most of the exceptions were approved under a law that said agricultural and medical aid were exempt. Times reporter Joe Becker says the law is so broad that deals for cigarettes, chewing gum, and bodybuilding supplements went through. So did sports rehabilitation equipment sold to the institute that trains Iran's Olympic athletes. A magistrate in Switzerland said three engineers should face charges for violating nuclear nonproliferation laws. The three engineers, Friedrich Tenner and his two sons, reportedly acted as middlemen for Pakistani atomic bomb pioneer A.Q. Khan. He sold his knowledge on the black market. The case has implications for the U.S. In 2000, the CIA recruited one of Tenner's sons. He later persuaded his father and younger brother to join him as moles. New York Governor David Paterson commuted the sentence of a black man convicted of manslaughter in the shooting of a white teenager. 57-year-old John White was convicted of shooting 17-year-old Daniel Sicero in the face. Daniel and several teenage friends showed up at White's house on Long Island late one night. They wanted to challenge White's 19-year-old son to a fight. The trial had racial overtones. On the witness stand, White said he considered the teenagers a lynch mob. Now for our two forecast stories. First, the economy. Forecasters are predicting a strong recovery next year. Goldman Sachs is projecting 4% growth. Morgan Stanley also raised its forecast to 4%. Behind the measured optimism is the tax cut compromise. It's putting more cash in the hands of consumers through a temporary payroll tax cut and an extension of jobless benefits. But corporate profits are higher, so is consumer confidence. And January could be the biggest month ever for ebook sales. Ebooks now account for 9 to 10% of trade book sales, and next month people will be downloading titles on the e-readers they got as Christmas gifts. For book publishers, the anticipation is softening this year's drop in hardcover sales. Earlier this month, a small chapel in Champion, Wisconsin, became the first site in the U.S. where the Roman Catholic Church has authenticated apparitions of the Virgin Mary. A woman named Mary Breeze said the Virgin Mary visited her there three times in 1859. That was the year after the Virgin Mary is said to have appeared in the famous shrine at Lourdes in France. In Wisconsin, officials are getting calls about busloads of people who want to visit. They're worried their parking lot isn't big enough. We'll go inside Friday's Times after this.
This New York Times podcast is brought to you by Ford and voice-activated Sync, the in-car connectivity and entertainment system that features music search with the sound of your voice. When you have Sync, you can simply say the name of a song, band, artist, or genre of music available on your MP3 player to browse and play the music you want to hear. You can also use the controls included in your vehicle's sound system to control most MP3 players. Sync is a system that's subscription-free, and it's available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
Inside Friday's Times, President Obama is preparing to reshuffle several key jobs in the administration. He wants to fortify his political team for the realities of divided government. Aides say he'll make the first announcements in early January. One of his top priorities is naming a new director of the National Economic Council to succeed Lawrence Summers, who's stepping down. The finalists for the job are said to include Economic Counselor Gene Sperling and investment banker Roger Altman. Both served in the Clinton administration. It's official. Former White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel can run for mayor of Chicago. The Chicago Election Board ruled he's eligible even though he lived in Washington until a few months ago. The decision could face court challenges, and time is short. Polls open in 1 month and 29 days. Officials say they have to start programming touchscreen voting machines in mid-January. The EPA says it'll press on with greenhouse gas regulations. The agency announced a timetable for issuing new rules for power plants and oil refineries. It was vague on how stringent any new limits will be, but it wants the power plant rules finalized by May of 2012. It wants the refinery regulations done by November of that year. That's our preview of Friday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. Happy holidays if you're celebrating. Happy birthday to me. And as always, thanks for spending this part of your day with us.